Welcome to the Unfiltered Empowered Woman. I am your host, Ellen, and I am a female empowerment coach. That means that I help you stop people-pleasing, stop being controlled by anxiety and overthinking, breaking your bad habits, and stop letting food rule your life. It's time for you to take your power back and become an empowered woman. In this podcast, I will show you the unfiltered version of myself and my guests. You know, the stuff that we can't put on Instagram. I want to show you how living unfiltered means you can take that power back and live a truly empowered life. Now let's dig in. Welcome back to the Unfiltered Empowered Woman podcast. I have just had such a good chat with my guest today where we're just like talking and I was like, we need to start recording. Like, this is really good conversation. We can't just keep the recording off. But I want to just give you girls a little life update of what's been happening. Well, not a life update, but just about what's been happening with the program. So as you probably know by now, the Empowered Woman has had a huge upgrade. We've done it, created so many new like back-end system stuff. We've created so many new modules. There's so much more like nervous system regulation going on in there. There's so much more about meditation, manifestation, feminine, masculine energy, healing your father, mother wound. There's so much more access to me. It's really like before it was more of a group program, but now it's more of like a hybrid. So like you get the one-on-one and you get access to me as well. Also access to the group as well. So yeah. And the results that I've been seeing from the girls has been unreal. Like literally blows my mind every time I go into the group chat and someone's like sharing a win or sharing what's happened to them that day. And it's just, yeah, it's amazing what can happen when you actually start committing when you commit to yourself and your growth. So if you're listening to this and you're like, shit, like I'm ready to take the leap. I need to do something different to myself. Like I'm sick of feeling like shit. I'm sick of being controlled by my anxiety. I'm sick of never feeling good enough. I'm sick of my snacking and overeating and constant weight gain. Like, girl, I got you. Come to the program. This is made for you. Anyways, enough about me. Today I'm here with a beautiful guest and another podcast cherry popped. I told you I was going to stuff up. This always happens when I have a new guest. Her name is... You want to introduce yourself, Steph?
Hi, I'm Steph, or you might know me as sc.mealprep.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm so excited to have you. Like, we've followed each other for ages. Like, I know I followed you before I moved to Bali, and that was a year and a half ago. So
yeah, it must be like I reckon about 2 years, because I think that's pretty well how long I've sort of had an account for.
Yeah,
gosh, time flies.
It does. It flies. Yeah, I'm so excited to have you on. And yeah, I'm so excited that you decided to be like, yes, Ella, okay, you can take my podcast, Cherry. Let's do it.
Why not?
For the listeners who don't know who you are, like, can you give us a little introduction of yourself? Of, you know, you've also recently started nutrition coaching. So yeah, introduce both of your pages, who you are, how you got into what you do now.
Why is this such a difficult question? I mean, honestly, I am no one special. I am just a girl, a human being. And that's kind of the point, really. I mean, my main story is that I lost 42 kilos. Be a little bit less now, but you get what I mean. I'm a nutrition coach. I'm a recent nutrition coach. I do social media. I also work at Coles in the deli.
That's you.
That's pretty much me. I'm just me.
Yeah. No, you have built such a strong community though over social media, which has been like, it's so impressive. And especially these days, I feel like there's a gazillion different nutrition, accounts online, and they all like very similar. And like, so many people's goal is to grow on Instagram these days. And, you know, we all know there's people who literally just comment on everyone's post and it's just like love hearts or fire or like, oh yes, queen. And it's like, you don't actually care. Like, you just want me to follow you back or like comment on your post.
Yep, you definitely, you can tell the ones.
But how, like, so you obviously lost 42 kilos, which is insane. First of all, how did you get to 42 kilos? Like, did you go through like a big like transition in your life, or like what was it that spiked the weight?
What a question. I mean, so during my like all of high school, I was pretty normal. I wasn't really too big, too little, just kind of normal. Although definitely towards the end of high school was when I started to snack a lot more. But other than that, I would say it started to build up probably just out of high school up until I was probably 23. I could have my ages wrong here. It all kind of jumbles up into one. But how did I get there? Well, definitely stress and things going on in my life. I also quit smoking. I imagine that probably contributed to a lot of my weight gain. It's probably a good thing though. It honestly, it was a bit of a light bulb moment. Just eventually, you look in the mirror for a few too many times, and then you start to see, wow, okay, I cannot be this way forever. I just can't. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and it's going to get harder to deal with. Yeah.
And then, did you like what was it that helped you lose that weight? Like, did you work with a professional, or were you just like, nah, screw it, I'm just gonna change my diet?
I at this point I was starting to post meal preps on Instagram. I had like 200 followers. It was a nothing. The account was nothing,
Was it
but I
still the
had
same
people.
name?
It was sc.finley, which was just the account name I created for like a personal account. Finley was my PlayStation gamer name back when I had time to video game. Yep.
I don't get that. Could you try?
Sorry, that was my watch.
Siri.
I started posting meal preps. At this point, I was already starting to follow a few different food pages and started to see calorie counting, calorie deficit on my Instagram, like just other people's accounts. I didn't really think too much of it. But then, as I started to get a tiny bit of a following, I had lots of people ask me, oh, how many calories in this meal? How many calories in this meal prep? And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should start working out the calories for my recipes and just see what they are, you know, provide information to other people. And they were a little bit on the high end, I suppose you can say. And I started to do a bit more research and thought, okay, maybe I should have a look and see how many calories I should actually be on to be in a deficit. And that's when I saw the numbers. I was like, okay, I can see where I'm going wrong, but I can also see that I don't actually have to change everything. I can just make small adjustments and be a little bit more aware of the calories, and just decided to put myself into a deficit and realized that it can actually be quite easy. And I just kept going.
Wow, so you did that by yourself?
I did, yeah.
Oh my gosh, like no coach or anything like that.
I had a coach for about 5 months. I think that was middle of last year, but I would say like by then I had already lost probably 35 kilos. So when I was with the coach, it was more for physique sort of stuff. I was already pretty far into it and kind of already knew what I was doing. But yeah, majority of it, all me.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so good. Like, do you feel like you've changed a lot of habits since then, or was it mainly just the food?
So when I first started calorie counting, I was not macro tracking at all. It was purely calories. I mean, I always kind of knew that I should, you know, be getting fruits and veggies in, right? So my meal plans, or like, you know, how I ate wasn't too bad. Looking back at it now, looking back at my protein, it was shocking. But I was only thinking about calories at the time. What was the question again?
I asked, did you change a lot of habits, or was it
Oh,
just the food?
right. So it was mostly just changing the habits of not eating 24/7, not, you know, eating full bags of chips, full blocks of chocolate 7 days a week. That kind of stuff.
Wow. So I feel like a lot of times when we go through big transitions like this, and especially like with our parents, it can sometimes affect like our friendship group. And because like sometimes people like to put you in a box. It's like you belong in that box, and you belong in that box, and you belong there. Did you find like you changed kind of the people that you were hanging out with, or was that kind of similar as well?
Well, they definitely noticed a change in me, and I had to be really firm. Like, I was very headstrong, especially as soon as I started to see that it was working so quickly. I was like, right, nope, I don't care. I'm bringing meals of Tupperware if I'm hanging out with you guys, and you can judge me all you want, but I'm doing this to me. And even though they would make comments here and there, I knew that it wasn't anything bad. It was probably just a little bit of self-projection, which is perfectly normal and it's to be expected. But I don't, like, nothing's changed with my friendships now. I'm still friends with all the same people. They're all the same people. It's just kind of what happens. We're all on our own journeys, and it actually probably gave me a lot of self-confidence and independence. I've had a lot of issues with friendships in the past, and I think this whole weight loss journey has also been a bit of an independence journey, and just actually finally doing something for me and not being scared about what other people think,
Yeah.
particularly my previous friendships.
I love that. And I think that a lot of the times it comes from, or always comes from, a place of insecurity and jealousy, and, you know, also being scared of, like, what if you achieve all these things? Like, are you going to leave us? Like, are we not going to be good enough for you? So I think, like, I think a lot of people who have gone through a big transition can relate to that. Like, I know when I first started posting on social media, like, I literally had friends come and tell me, like, I'm going to unfollow you, like, you're so annoying, like, why are you posting all the time, like, oh, you think, because I had maybe like 1,000 followers or something, like, oh, well, do you think that you're some big influencer now, like, what are you, like, why are you posting all the time, like, you only have 1,000 followers. And this is when you really need to be like headstrong, like you said, and really back yourself, and like, no, I have a dream, and I'm going to do everything it takes to get there. And if for you, if that was to lose that excess weight that you know that you didn't need, then that's great that you went for that. And, you know, when we speak about weight loss, like, most of the women listening to my podcast, they struggle with their weight or snacking or binge eating or overeating, emotional eating, some kind of, you know, just disordered eating. And I want you girls to listen, or that listen, to know that weight loss isn't going to solve your problems. Like, you need to, if you're feeling insecure, like, you need to actually start working on the mindset as well, like, why you got there, and start implementing habits and really back yourself when you are, you know, putting yourself first here. Because if you're constantly people pleasing, you're not actually going to reach your goals.
No, you don't want to be living for other people. You want to be living for yourself. That should be the only person you're living for.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So you lost all the weight, and then, like, is this when your, like, social media blew up, or was that before?
Yeah, it was definitely from the weight loss.
Yeah.
That was definitely what got me there. But also just posting, like, recipe ideas, particularly with the calories. People love that. Not to say that it's hard. Like, people sort of think, oh, you know, you're just trying to grow a following, you're just trying to get famous or whatever. But it's also kind of, well, while I am kind of doing that, I'm not doing it for fame. I'm doing it because I want to help people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's particularly with our accounts, like, you know, what your friends were saying to you before about, oh, you're trying to be an influencer. It's like, well, yes, I am trying to influence people into having a better, healthier life. What's wrong with that? That's a good thing.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Like, I'm quite social and, like, extroverted, but I sometimes I walk around and I'm like, oh my god, like I wonder, like it's almost a bit like, oh, I don't want anyone to recognize me. Like, not that I have a huge account, but like even like here in Bali, like so many people that I know. And sometimes I'm like, I wish that I didn't know anyone, because like it's nice as well too. Like I wish, like when I get my account, or not my account, but like how many women that I want to help, I wish I could help that many women and not grow my Instagram account. Like I don't want any more followers. I want just to help more people.
I mean, at the end of the day, especially, now that we're sort of in like the business world or however you want to call it, the Instagram part is actually just, it's not just advertising, but it's definitely a reason to want to grow your account because it helps you get clients, which also helps you help more people.
Yeah, exactly. The more people you can reach, the more people you can help. So, that's why I always say to you girls, please share the podcast, because then we can reach more people, a wider audience. So if you're listening to this, take a screenshot now and share it. Tag us. Don't even care that you haven't listened yet the whole episode. Just do it now.
Easy.
So what would you say is like, if someone is listening to this and they're like, oh, but my dream is to like grow my account, like how do you do it? What is something that you learned along the way that you wish? What is something that you wish that you knew when you first started out?
Ah, that's such a great question. I feel like I just got lucky, to be honest. I mean, you've got to have a reason behind it. You can't just, like particularly like accounts that are all like, oh, just, I want to get free stuff. I want to be a fashion Instagram page. It's like, well, what's the story behind that? You really need something different as well. It's so hard to have a unique account these days. But I don't know. It's got to come naturally, kind of. I think the best accounts are the ones that come naturally. But one thing that will definitely help you is finding accounts that are similar to yours and making sure you engage with them, like authentically. And if you're lucky, they might engage back with you and they might share some of your stuff. That's a huge part of what grew my account, was people sharing my posts. I would share theirs, and eventually we all kind of group.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not really a social media expert, to be honest. I don't really have much advice.
No, but I think that's such an important thing though, that not being afraid of sharing other people's pages. I think that it's especially now, like when you have gotten into the nutrition coaching industry, like a lot of people are very afraid of, well, if they see your page, like my clients are gonna leave or my followers are gonna go to you. And it's like, no, like if you're good enough, your clients are going to stay with you. They're not just like leaving because it's fun. If they're leaving,
No.
it's because there's something in you that they can't get, and then they should leave.
Yep. You know what's really interesting is when I get messages from people after I've responded to their DM or their comment, and they'll say, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much for replying." I'm like, I'm just a normal human being, right? Like, I'm not a celebrity. It's just so fascinating. That's yeah. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, no, but honestly though, there's so many people who have less followers that don't reply, like not to comments, not to messages, not to, anything. And it's like, well, like if you share something of theirs and they don't reply, like that's so rude. That's basically like you walking up to someone in the street and being like, wow, you're like, you look amazing. And they just like keep walking.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
I don't get it. Like, that would probably be my biggest tip for anyone who, or not biggest, but one of the tips, if you want to grow your account, like, make sure you fucking engage with your audience. Like, if they message, even if they just send you like a fire emoji, like for a nice outfit or something, like, reply and say, like, oh, thank you. Like, otherwise, that's literally them knocking on your door and you're just going, like, slam it in your face.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's social media. You got to be social.
Exactly. Not just like your comment media.
No.
It does take time, and like, yeah, that's what you're gonna have to put in. Like, it's not just gonna grow like that overnight. I mean, unless some like huge influencer shares your account and then it blows up. But
Yeah.
So now you obviously finished your nutrition degree, but what was it that made you want to transition out of like just losing weight for myself into I want to help people do this as well?
I just want to show people that it doesn't have to be super hard, that it can be done. Like if you can be 80% committed and dedicated and just mostly stick to the plan, it can really be quite easy. Like you don't have to change your whole life. It doesn't have to be forever. You can still have days where you go off tracking or whatever. I want to blow people's minds like it blew mine. I want to help people, and now that I'm doing it, like I get a few messages from people here and there, like from my clients saying, "Oh, thank you so much for everything," or like, "I can't believe this is working," or like, "Thank you for showing me this," and I'm like, "Yes, this is exactly what I want. I just want everyone to give it a try."
Hey guys, I'm quickly interrupting the episode to plug the Empowered Woman program. And before you skip ahead, because I always do that, so I'm sorry. But before you skip ahead, this program is really for all of you who message me daily and who say you struggle with mindless eating, mindless snacking, overeating, emotional eating, anxiety, all or nothing mindset, constantly doing the same freaking self-sabotage over and over again and never changing, like just starting a new diet and then going back to your old behavior, or starting dating someone new and then going back to your old behavior, or thinking that something's changed and then going back to your old behavior. This is literally what self-sabotage is, because you haven't changed the subconscious wound. You haven't changed the subconscious story that you're telling yourself. And as long as that story is still in your subconscious, that is going to control your mind. It is going to control how you live your life. And this is what we need to change in order to be able to create the life that you actually deserve for yourself. So if you're someone who struggles with self-sabotage, if you're someone who wants to spend 10 to 20 minutes per week learning, communicating in the group, attending calls, talking to me, and really growing and actually making changes that last, message me. I have a couple of spots left for my program. Then I will shut the doors until probably August because I'm going home. So make sure that you do reach out to me ASAP, say that you are from the podcast, and I will also give you a special little surprise. All right, thanks for listening, and now back to the episode.
I mean, in saying that, I also very much recognize that my approach to it is through calorie counting, and that's definitely not for everyone. It can be a little bit overwhelming, but for the people who it is okay with, it could change their life.
Do you still track your calories?
I do when I'm in a deficit period, which I am at the moment. Up until weeks ago, when I first started the deficit, I was very loosely tracking, mostly just for Instagram purposes. So basically, I'll always be tracking, but not like 100%. I was like, I would do a meal prep plan for my maintenance or whatever phase I was in, but then I would post it, and then I probably wouldn't really think about it. If I changed my lunch or I changed my dinner, I wouldn't really look too much into it. I'd just try to make it nutritious and go on with my day.
Yeah, I love that. Because I think that a lot of people, I get a lot of people messaging me saying, oh, like, why do you hate tracking so much? And like, how I do like a lot of workshops for other coaches, and they're like, the first response is usually, oh, I'm just a bit worried because like my clients do track their food. And I'm like, I'm not gonna like go on there and say tracking is shit, because I really don't think so. I think that tracking can be such a good tool for people to learn. That's like saying that, what's that freaking language app that everyone use, Duolingo? That's like saying Duolingo is a bad app because it helps you like learn Spanish. Like, it's not a freaking bad, like, this, my fitness part isn't the problem here. The problem is how
No.
you use it. But you can get addicted to Duolingo just as you can get addicted to MyFitnessPal or drinking alcohol or eating chocolate or like whatever it is, because it's not actually about the addiction itself, it's about why you're doing it. Like, what is it that you're trying to mask with your tracking?
And like it gets such a bad rap sometimes, like especially like I remember when I was probably 20 kilos weight loss in, my grandma, hopefully she doesn't listen to this, she would give me such a hard time when I started bringing scales to our weekly dinners and I'd be tracking my food and she'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, you're being so silly. And I'd say to her, a year ago you were telling me that I eat too much, that I need to exercise more and, you know, what's going on with your weight? Not in a bad way. You know how grandparents can be. And now I'm trying to lose weight, looking at my nutrition, trying to take care of better care of myself, and you're judging me for that. Like,
can't win.
You cannot win with people, and the people who are judging you for calorie counting or, you know, using it as a tool of weight loss are definitely judging you for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it can come from like being genuinely concerned as well, because I understand that it can look very, I mean, there are definitely people who are doing it for the wrong reasons. Like I know when I was, not the whole time I was tracking calories, but when I was working with a coach, I brought like food scales to Sweden from Australia, and like I was tracking at Christmas, and like I would get up in the middle of the night and like scan things in the fridge because I wanted to be like 100% accurate with everything. That's when it becomes an issue.
Christmas time, no scales. Unless you're on prep, you don't bring scales out during Christmas. Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's a time and a place for everything, and that's okay. And if you want to use tracking as a tool for a limited period of time to reach a weight loss goal, or I don't know, maybe you're like some kind of performance athlete and you need to eat a certain amount of food to hit your goals, then freaking great. Like good for you, go for it. But it's, you know, it's not something that you need to use forever, and it's not definitely not for everyone either.
It's meant to be teaching you to learn naturally what it is you actually need on a day-to-day basis. But once you learn that, you should be able to let it go. And to be honest, if I didn't do Instagram, I definitely would not be tracking as much. But that's just kind of how it is for me. But obviously, other people who don't do Instagram or have whatever reason they have, they should be moving away from it after a certain period of time.
Would you ever start putting up meal preps that are like roughly like between 1800 to like 2200 calories or something like that?
I honestly haven't thought that far ahead. I mean, I have been thinking about how much effort it is for me to do my big meal prep post. I was thinking of doing something along the lines of like protein prep. So I probably wouldn't have my calories all set up because it would be a protein prep. I would prep a bunch of proteins, fruits, salads, veggies, and then build stuff throughout the week, I suppose. I don't think that really answered the question. I honestly don't know. I've got so much in my mind, I haven't really thought that far ahead completely.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, people just need to do what makes them happy. And if tracking is something that you enjoy, or like that your clients enjoy, or like you that who are listening to this, you enjoy tracking, like you genuinely do think it's fun, great. Awesome. Like there's nothing wrong with that. Like it's the same thing with any kind of thing that we do. Like people will probably think, look at me, and they're like, wow, you train way too much. But like, I really, really enjoy training.
Yep. That's another reason why I will probably mostly track for a long time, because I want my training to perform well. That's probably my biggest motivation for tracking. Like, I want to make sure I'm getting the maximum amount of carbs. I want to make sure I'm getting all of my protein in. I want to make sure I'm getting my fiber in, as well as, you know, all of them. But it's mostly for training. Like, become quite fond of training.
Yeah. And what I really love about watching your stories is that you put up so many stories where you're like, no idea how I wonder what I'm doing here. I've never tried this exercise before, or like I feel really awkward doing this. And I think that's something that people really need to see. Because I think most people just put up like, here's me like smashing 110 kilo deadlift PB and like doing 10 pull-ups and like look at me smashing it. It's like, no, we want to see, like, where did you start off?
We want to see the in between. I'm definitely starting to do more of that. Like, I've been getting a lot of good feedback about those kinds of stories being a bit more natural, showing the bad stuff, showing the bad angles, and I'm like, okay, well, great. If this is what's going to, like, help you guys possibly get to the gym or training, whatever kind of exercise you want to do, then that's what I'll post. Not to say that I'm doing it, oh, you know, I've just got to please the people. It's, I want to motivate the people, really.
Yeah,
So,
exactly. And I think that's such a, like, we are so lucky that we have such a beautiful community and platform where people go to people like us and they look at our stories because they're like, these people are real. Like, I love that you're getting that feedback. And, like, that's what I said to you before the podcast too. Like, people like the podcast because it's literally just like, blah, 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 blah. No cutting, like, no saying the wrong thing. We're forgetting stuff, like, pausing, random shit, swearing. Like, if people like that, like, in a world that's so fake and plastic and perfect, it's nice to have people that you can just, like, I love looking at your stories. So I'm like, yes, like, I go to the gym too and I feel awkward. Like, thank you for saying that.
I've literally been going to the gym now for almost 2.5 years, and I still have days where I go in and my anxiety skyrockets. And I'm like every now and then I'll get really busy and I think to myself, all right, you know what? I'll just go to the gym at this time. And I'll go to the gym at like 5:30 on a Monday, and I walk in there and I'm like, oh, that's right. That's why I don't go at this time. It is so busy. None of the machines I need are free. And I'm really a little bit anal about sticking to my program. I have to do it in the right order, the right machines. Otherwise, I just get flustered and I don't know what I'm doing. So when I go in there and all of my machines are taken, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Oh my gosh, I've forgotten literally everything. And oh, it's terrifying.
Oh.
But I pushed through. I reckon that has only sent me home once. And I think I was having a bit of a tough time mentally as it was anyway. So it's probably good that I just got out of there. But, you know, it's scary. But once you actually start going and finally get the machine you need, you can kind of just block it out as best you can.
Yeah, exactly. And exercise is such a good way as well to start regulating your nervous system and getting out of, like, releasing whatever it is that needs to be released. So if you're feeling a lot of anxiety and frustration or anger, training and releasing it that way is the best thing for it. Like, you need to do some kind of physical exercise to release it. You can't just breathe your way through anger or frustration. You just, like, punch something or lift something heavy or sprint or, like, to do a, like, a wall ball
or
something. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm convinced that going to the gym is slowly healing me of like 2 decades of trauma. It's amazing. It's changed my life more than the actual dieting, to be honest, more than the weight loss.
Yeah, and it's such a great thing. And what it really does, or how it can really help, is, you know, when you're pushing yourself really hard in the gym and you do something really hard and you're like, wow, like, I just lifted that weight. And it kind of sets you up in that mindset of, shit, what if I can lift that weight? Like, of course I can do that other hard thing. And of course I can do
what
that
else
hard
can I do?
Thing. Yeah. And also, like, say, it's the same principle as, like, the ice bath. Like, we are expanding our window of stress tolerance because you're putting stress into the body of, like, training really hard, and you keep pushing. You stay there. You stay under, like, when you're doing a squat and you're, like, dying and you have 3 reps left, you're like, shit, I'm just going to keep going. Same thing goes when you're in the ice bath. So you're like, oh, my God, it's so cold, but I'm just going to breathe through it. And you sit. That's how you expand your window of tolerance to stress. You're laughing.
I've never done an ice bath. My PT told me probably about a year ago when I was having, I don't know, some body part of mine was really sore, and she goes, go have an ice bath. I was like, well, I don't just have an ice bath. She's like, oh, well, just go run a really cold bath, just straight cold water at home and get in. And it was awful, and that wasn't even ice. So I don't think I'd do very well at an ice bath, but not to say I would never try it, but
when you
it
come to Bali,
terrifying.
We'll go for one.
All right. I'm more of a hot bath person. I'm like, you know, the shower as hot as possible. That's more my vibe.
No, you just have to start small. You can't start with like doing what I do, like 5 minutes, but you have to just like slowly get
You
yourself
would
to
have
it.
to push me in.
It's all about the breathing. It's all about the breathing. This is where people go wrong. They breathe like stress. They need to breathe from your stomach so that you can calm yourself down and then it will feel good.
I think I need that right now, to be honest.
We should have done a breathing exercise before we started.
Yeah, we should have.
Regulate the nervous system. No, but I was so excited when I saw that you posted that you were gonna do your nutrition business. I was like, yes, she's going for it. I love it. How has that been going? And like, what is your goal with your business?
To quit Coles. No. Well, I'm probably like 75% full at the moment, so I would call that pretty good, to be honest.
Great. Right.
My heart was racing about as much as it is right now when I like clicked that post button of my it's me saying I'm, my applications are open. Yeah, it was really scary, but it was definitely the best thing I've ever done. It's awesome. I love it.
It is such a good, it's such a good good job, and like honestly, helping people. Like, it doesn't feel like you're working. It's like every day you get to wake up and do something you love.
Yeah.
Like, what
Yeah,
the
it's when I was younger, I always wanted to be a hero of some kind. I wanted to save people from all these wild situations, and like I just really wanted to help people, like fighting bad guys. But now I'm doing that slightly differently. I'm helping people. That's kind of cool. I'm living my dream. It's a different one, but it's a better one, let's be honest.
You are, yeah. No, this is helping people though, and it might not be like pulling someone, like restarting someone's heart or like doing brain surgery or something like that, but like you're still helping people, like you're helping keep people get their lives back,
Yeah.
being controlled by their weight or fad diets and shit advice from TikTok and stuff like that, like actually educating people. Like, education is power. That's how you get
Yes.
freedom.
It is. I just, yeah, I like we've got a long way to go. Like obviously I haven't been coaching for that long, so the clients that I've got are very early days, but I want all of them to feel better about themselves, and I love that I get to help them do that. It's very empowering, very motivating. It's a lot of work though. It's definitely hard. And try to help them get out of a bad mindset, but it's worthwhile.
Yeah, for sure. It's the best job in the world. So anyone who's listening to this and you're like, oh, I want to become a coach, but I'm scared, like I don't know what to how to start, just do it. Honestly, you just have to kind of throw yourself out there. And like you said, you have to just feel your heart racing, just to fuck it. I'm just gonna post, see what happens.
I mean, like these people that are nervous to start, they've probably got a bunch of people anxiously waiting for you to start your business. Think of those people. Even if you only get a few of them, it doesn't matter. Like, help as many people as you can. But you can't help them if you don't have a business to do it. So.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're not even trying, you're already failing.
Exactly.
So get out there and do it, guys. And I always think that, like, whenever I post like stories about, I don't know, like stories where I might not, like today I posted a story of me like walking to my bike. It was from like from below, sweaty, just in the higher class, double chin, like hair slicked back. It's so greasy. I was like, fuck
Being a
it, I don't
woman.
care. What if someone sees this and they're like, oh, thank God, like someone who shows their real skin, what they look like from underneath, like what they look like after a workout, that they're sweaty, that they're gross, they're sharing the real thing. Like, that makes me feel better about myself. Perfect. If one person says that, our job is done.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, all these people that are, they fall in love with these, whether they're celebrities or these really big, famous, gorgeous influencers, those people they are looking up to are a rarity. It's just, It's so rare for people to actually be like that. And I mean, not on them for being that way. Like it must be nice, but most people do not look that way. And it can be really hard when you never reach that vision you have in your mind. So you're much better off looking to people like us who are a bit more normal, a bit more achievable.
And also, like, I lived in Bondi. There were so many influences there, and I was like, what? That's her? I couldn't even recognize him because they look so different.
Yeah.
So not even they look like
Much, you know, less,
what was
just, you know,
that?
less of the perfect lighting or the
Yeah,
perfect angles.
exactly. Like sometimes, like I walked past the mirror today and I was like, damn, my booty be looking peachy. And then I saw a photo of myself on the back and I was like, oh, that's what I look like.
I better go do 100 squats.
Yeah, I was like, lucky it's leg day tomorrow. No, it's all
Is it
about.
ever lucky to be a leg day?
What was that?
Lucky to be a leg day? No, not really.
No, it's honestly, it's so much about angles, guys, these days, and lighting, and then you can, you know, edit your skin and like make your legs longer or thinner or your waist smaller and your booty bigger, and like, frick, you wouldn't even know. Like, you can literally edit your video and just like
Yeah.
do that in one. Like, I did it the other day because I was just gonna see how easy it was. Took me 5 seconds to make myself skinnier and bigger booty. I was like, huh?
It's funny you say that because I have absolutely no idea how to edit photos or videos apart from like recipe editing, but I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing. I'm glad that I don't know how to do it because it, you know,
Same.
removes temptation.
Yeah, same. I always say, like, I'm
Yeah.
the worst influencer out there because I do not edit anything. The only thing, like,
No.
the only reason I saw that it was there because it was on I'm not even gonna say the name because I don't want you guys to like go and do it. But it's an app
No.
where you can add your captions into.
Mm,
It was on
yeah.
there and I was like, what is this new function down here? And I was like, oh, what the hell? That's
Oh.
crazy.
No,
Yeah,
it
stay
shouldn't
out
even
of
be
that.
a thing.
Yeah,
Silly.
stay out of it. Stay out of it. Stay real, guys. That's where, you know, the people who love you for who you are when you're real are the people that you want in your life.
Exactly. Like, what's the point in portraying a personality online if it's literally not even you? It's, I don't see the point in it. Like, I just feel like such a fake, honestly. Not
Yeah,
worth it.
exactly. And you're literally telling yourself that you're not good enough as you are. You need to pretend to be someone else.
Yeah, like if you're editing your photos and your videos to make yourself look different, you probably need to work on your body image, really. That's,
Yeah,
you're clearly not happy with yourself. So
exactly. It's awful, awful.
sad.
Well, Steph, it's been so nice to have you on. We've talked for like 45, over 45 minutes now. See, this go. I think
That went
this is gonna
really
go
quick.
quick. But before we go, give yourself a little plug. Are you taking on clients at the moment? Obviously, we'll tag all of your like both of your accounts in the show notes. So, guys, go make sure you go follow her if you don't already. But yeah, are you taking on clients? What have you got coming up that people can sign up to?
Yep, so I've still got my same three main coaching services. I don't have many spots available, so if you are interested, I'd be getting into it now. But yeah, all ready to go. Just got to make sure you're within my scope of practice and we're all good to go.
Perfect. So you do, is it just the nutrition or do you do training as well?
Just nutrition, yeah. As you can tell from my gym stories, I'm not personal training qualified. But I would really like to be one day, more so to actually learn more for myself. But just
Oh,
nutrition.
don't do the personal training course I did. I was like, I learned jack shit in this course. That was a big waste of my time and money. Like,
I know,
you're
that's
better
what I
off
keep
getting
getting
a
told.
PT to teach you. Oh,
Yeah, my PT tries to teach me things, and I'm like, I'm so confused. I want to learn more, but it's so scientific. Like, there's just so many bones and muscles, and yeah,
Yeah.
I'm a long way away from that, let's be honest. But
Yeah.
nutrition is keeping me very busy anyway, so it's all
All
good.
right. Yeah, stick to that. Stick to what you like. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. And to all the listeners who have listened to this episode, like I said in the middle or at the start or whenever I said that, please make sure that you do take a screenshot, share it, tag myself, tag Steph, let us know what you thought. Like, could you resonate with anything? Have you felt the gym anxiety? Have you felt like scared about posting something online? And did this episode helped you post it? Like, tag us. Like we said before, we will reply. We will repost. Yes. We will say thank you. We love it. The best thing ever.
I reply to every single one of my messages. And it's funny, my partner says to me sometimes, she goes, you know, you don't have to reply to all of them. And I'm like, but I do.
I do. Yeah, same. No, I feel so rude if I don't. And I actually genuinely want to reply as well. It's like, if someone says you're doing a good job, it's like, of course I want to talk to you.
I think you might have responded to it. I think you may have seen that story of me being a little bit upset.
Yes.
I reckon about 300 people send me a DM saying lovely, kind messages. And I was like, this is amazing. This is so kind. But I have to reply to every single one of these. It took me 2 days, but we finally got there.
Oh, my
so I will
God.
Definitely reply to all messages.
Oh,
eventually.
That's so nice. Oh,
it
that's
was.
So nice. You have such a good community. I love that.
How? I try.
Right, well, with that said, guys, that's another reminder to please share and please tag us, because we love it. We love it. Right, thank you again, Steph, for coming on, and everyone else, I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for having me.